This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss sports podcast with Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of the Ole Miss Spirit.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Talk of Champions. I am Billy Embody. With me, Ben Garrett, safely back in the Riverland Roofing Studio. And brother, you're looking just a little more clear. Sun-kissed. I mean, that 4K camera coming through on your new tan.
Well, you couldn't even get it out of your mouth without laughing. We all agree, I can't tan. You know, I mean, I'm redheaded. I have terrible skin. But yes, I am back in the Riverland Roofing Studios, that little house that you can't see up top. Let me grab it. Hold on 1 second. The Riverland Roofing Studios. Our friends at Riverland Roofing, they power everything we do here at Talk of Champions. Riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. And I am comfortably in those Riverland Roofing studio confines after a wonderful trip to the beach where I worked every day, because nothing stops as far as we're concerned at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and affiliate of Own 3. Billy knows all about that, and recruiting stuff popping every single day. If you haven't already, sign up today for $1. It is nice to have the final 4K hookup. Not borrowing, the built-in camera on the Mac. My guy Billy hooked me up with this like little 4K connector, and look at me, man! Like I'm
whole new world.
I'm next.
You know that. You know that movie, don't you? Whole New World.
You talking about Aladdin?
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Are you really so dad brain now because of your son? Like you're already talking in Disney? You're not supposed to be there yet. You're not. You're still early on here, but yet he's talking in Disney. My poor guy. I got a Batman cup though, so who the hell am I?
Hey, this is a great episode we've got for you guys today. Watching live on YouTube, appreciate all you guys tuning in. I saw Stars from Alabama chiming in with a hottie toddy in the comments, so appreciate you guys out there listening. Ben, I know we talked about where to begin, and we know where we're gonna begin, but man, we just have so much we could choose from, but we've got to go with the conversation around quarterback transfers in college football, right? Nico, yep. Iamaliva. Well, he is in fact leaving Tennessee for the transfer portal. Didn't you? I can't take credit for that. I mean, the joke writes itself on that. What a wild end of the week, and it just shows obviously the craziness of where we're at as far as a sport. No regulation, no guardrails. You've got handlers, you've got dads involved, which you've always had that side of things in college athletics. But this is now teeing up for a nice little segue for us, though, as Ole Miss is actually in the transfer quarterback market as well. They just might not be in Nico's market at this point.
Yeah, the Nico thing is fascinating. We all knew, or if you couldn't see it coming, you haven't been paying attention. We all knew that eventually something like this would happen, holdouts and contract renegotiations. And I think what all the hand-wringing is right now in regards to the overwhelming sentiment being on the side of Tennessee is that these contracts are so overwhelmingly slanted toward the players. There is no protections at all for the schools to where, yes, you know, Lane Kiffin's making $9.5-10 million a year. What are you talking about with these guardrails and stuff? He can just leave whenever he wants. There's at least buyout protection. There's at least something that rewards Ole Miss for moving like that. Unfortunately, in college football, because the NCAA isn't a serious organization, has left this wide open and completely slanted toward the player. So until there's actual, you know, contract negotiating, collective bargaining, academic progress tied to these contracts, playing incentivized contracts, all those things. Until there's that, this is going to be the norm. But fortunately for you, the Ole Miss fan that's watching here on Talk of Champions, powered as always by our friends at Riverland Roofing, riverlandroofing.com, you're rooting for a school that has already been, you know, because there's been a lot of celebrating Tennessee. Good job putting your foot down, Josh Heupel. Billy, Ole Miss did this last year with Quinshon Judkins. Now, you could easily say that it didn't work out. The running back situation for Ole Miss wasn't good, but they had the same thing happen to them. They didn't get a holdout like Nico holding out before the day before their spring game, but Quinshon did this exact kind of thing and Ole Miss moved on. But even without that example, you heard Walker Jones at Meet the Rebels. And if you haven't, go to the Ole Miss Spirit, check it out. Jake Thompson wrote a great story about it. Ole Miss collectively, and that is a pun included, I guess, because it's the collective and also everyone in the Ole Miss community, they're all pulling in the same direction. They understand, you know, this environment better than most everyone else. They're really front leading in the NIL space. And Walker made a great point. Ole Miss, you know, is never going to get into the highest dollar amount. This has been a longstanding, you know, belief for Ole Miss, a longstanding, you know, approach to the portal for Ole Miss. They're not going to be necessarily the one that guarantees all the money, outspends everybody. But what Ole Miss does that no other schools do, well, not there are some others, but most other schools don't do, is Ole Miss, what they promise you, they give you. What they guarantee to you, they give you. They are people who mean what they say mean and say what they mean. And even they had the Quinshon problem, but I don't think you're ever going to see a Nico situation with Ole Miss because Ole Miss is so foundationally strong in this particular space and how they've been operating and what their organizational philosophy is. So good for Tennessee, but also let's not forget that Ole Miss did this already. They did this. Where are their plaudits? Instead, I'm not saying Ole Miss is a victim here. I'm simply saying that if you're worried about, for example, this new transfer quarterback target for Ole Miss, does that mean something for Austin Simmons? Does that mean AJ Maddox? No, that doesn't necessarily mean anything other than Ole Miss needs more options. Pierce Clarkson, I put eyes on him. Not particularly impressive, not to say he's not going to be a good player, but he doesn't jump out at you. Maybe Ole Miss sees the same kind of room that anyone with eyes can see and says, you know, it's strong, but it's still relatively, well, not even relatively, quite unproven. You need more numbers. And Ole Miss is not going to turn away good players. They're going to try to shore up the roster the best they can. So where I heard last week and reported it on the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, if they have on three, you can sign up for a dollar and get all of this stuff before anyone else and in much greater detail. The best scoop out there for the Ole Miss fan. Ole Miss wants to sign upwards of four defensive backs. And we've been talking about offensive linemen, maybe two offensive linemen. They could sign theoretically 10, close to 10 players in this portal. I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're going to sign, you know, 3 to 5, but they're going to cast a wide, wide net. And part of that includes the quarterback situation. It has nothing to do with anything Nico related, Austin Simmons, AJ Maddox, none of that. It's just Ole Miss is always going to pursue the very best players it can. And organizationally, you should be excited to be an Ole Miss fan, most specifically because they're in an incredible place foundationally to not allow the messiness that you've seen elsewhere, like with Nico, happen at Ole Miss.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think the messiness is what everybody's really talking about here, and you can blame it on all different sides. And truthfully, I mean, with Nico's recruitment dating back to high school, I mean, it wasn't a secret what was going on and how the family was running it and all of those things. And even though he committed to Tennessee and stuck and the family moved there and all that stuff, it was still very much a, wow, this is an NIL bag. It was the first major really quarterback NIL deal to be leaked at a really high level like that. And now it is crazy that it's kind of coming full circle where the market has caught up and they're holding out and now leaving Tennessee over their contract numbers. So,
and what a shitty way to handle it. Forgive me, God, for I have sinned again. It's the day after Palm Sunday, and I've already said a word I didn't want to say, but like the dads, and you, because you said this to start, man, the dads have always been a part of it, the uncles, but that was just a bad, bad, bad show of things.
Well,
and you know, because Pete Nakos, whether you like him or not, he's our guy at On Three. I think he's great at what he does.
Yeah.
He's not trying to harm anyone by reporting what he's hearing is happening. His job is to tell you what's happening, and it's exactly what happened for his dad to very, you know, ugly, in a very ugly manner, dismiss it completely like it was nothing, and then personally attack the dude. That was a crappy way to handle things. And I think that's also why everyone's all on the side of Tennessee too, because this is the bad of what the current system is. This is a perfect encapsulation of what everyone has been crying out to the NCAA. This is a problem. This is going to come. This is going to happen. You're hearing Brian Kelly talking about it. You're hearing coaches around the college football landscape talking about it. Of course, this was inevitably going to come, and yet still the adults, supposed adults in the room making millions of dollars aren't going to do anything. I don't know where it stops. I don't even think you could put the toothpaste back in the tube. Yeah. But the sport we grew up knowing and loving, I'm telling you, it's not what it was. It's this was the most blatant, example of how college sports have been professionalized right? When you get a holdout, it's different. Then we need to be collectively bargaining. We need, again, incentives. We need academic progress tied to it. All of those things, protections for the schools. And yet, how do you do that when there is no body? There's no actual body organization there to regulate. So I just thought attacking Pete was weak, man. That's just so crappy. Like, especially when it's true. Like, what were you trying to get out of that?
Yeah, not only attacked him, called him some names, you know, that, hey, we're trying to be, you know, better after Palm Sunday and everything. But that's the wild thing is when I get a kick out of it. When people go after people and it is just going to end up being true. I mean,
the truth will out. It will out every single time. Like, what did you gain by calling Pete Nakos a bitch?
Yeah.
Forgive me.
Yeah.
But like, what did you get out of that? Nothing. Palm Sunday is a celebration of Christ riding in on a donkey to Jerusalem, and all the Jerusalem citizens lay down palms at his feet. Thank God that Jesus is exactly who he said he was. However, come on, dude. Jesus said, love your neighbor, and you're calling Pete Nakos a bitch? And
he's the donkey. Is he the donkey?
I know.
All right. For Ole Miss fans listening that are probably like, when did this become a Tennessee pod?
Or when did Ben start preaching, maybe?
Yeah. Let's get back to the impact this could have on the transfer portal quarterback market, because Ole Miss, if you've been on the Ole Miss Spirit, day one of spring ball, Ben, we posted initial impressions, all of those things. By the way, here's what they need in the portal. We know that they're going to go after the secondary, right? Everybody knows that under the sun. They know that they would like to address the offensive line. They'd like to bring in some quality depth, some more competition, feel better about that, particularly maybe along the interior. We reported that, bang on, they're working on all of that. The one that we put in there, and people were kind of like, really? Quarterback? Backup quarterback? They got Pierce Clarkson. They got AJ Maddox, who got banged up. You know, they have a three-man quarterback room. That's kind of thin. And even when they went out and got Pierce Clarkson, they did it, and he's a piece, but you just got to feel a little bit better about your room. And Pete Nakos, our guy, posted at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. Just go there for a dollar, and you can find out exactly who we're talking about. A really talented transfer quarterback is in the mix for Ole Miss. Things are moving quickly in this sense. We've been told that it's not a done deal just yet, but certainly somebody to keep an eye on. He was a second-team All-American in 2024. Now, of course, that is very interesting to say, and people are like, holy crap, what are they doing? But D2 quarterback, but one of the most sought-after transfer quarterbacks on the market right now. Really intriguing player who I think would fit the offense and what Ole Miss wants to have at quarterback from a total package standpoint. Well, he could come to Ole Miss, sit behind Austin Simmons, and certainly be a part of an SEC program, which is a huge deal. So keep an eye on that. Obviously, Ole Miss is looking for a backup in this case. So that's probably something where, again, they'll have to walk that line of either having to overpay to bring in somebody who's maybe a little bit more of quality, or have somebody just really wants to be a part of Lane Kiffin's tree, work with Joe Judge, Charlie Weiss Jr., that whole offensive staff, and be in the system, because all of that has to be balanced compared to the opportunity to go in somewhere that is quarterback needy and start right away, even if it is maybe at a slightly lower level than the SEC.
Yeah, so well put. I was waiting for you to throw up some highlights of this dude on the screen. You let me down. You disappoint me, my friend. But
We're trying to sell a sub. I got him with the All-American thing, right?
That's true. I guess all of those behind a paywall at the Ole Miss Spirit. Again, yeah. For a dollar, this is all we do all day, every day. You don't have to just spend 40 minutes with us, 40 yeah. minutes to an hour. You can come hang out with us all day. This is what we do. It says a couple of things to me. Number one, AJ Maddox has got a future here, a real future, and they like him a lot. But after AJ Maddox, what do you have? Yep. You could say Pierce Clarkson, but again, I haven't seen anything that really jumps off about him. I think he was just a body, because here's what happened, and I'm not trying to disrespect him. Maybe he can do something gimmicky for them like Mark Wright did for Vanderbilt, but I think he's a lesser version of like a Mark. Isn't that what his name was? I think it was? Kid from Vanderbilt, quarterback Mark, something or other. I think it was Mark Wright. Maybe that's the right footer for Ole Miss that's messing me up. But maybe he's a lesser version of that. I'm not trying to disrespect him, but I think Ole Miss looks at this like, we didn't do what we necessarily wanted to do in the first portal window. You know this better than anybody, Bill. They really pursued some top-end options, but Walker Jones told me straight up, quarterback shocked him. And, of course, quarterback, the dollars were crazy, but the numbers spiked this year unlike they'd seen yet. And premium, you're paying a real premium for Bo, whatever his name, from Penn State. The names start to jumble up. Yeah, you know, come on, give it to me. What's his name?
Hold on.
You'll find it.
I got it.
I think he ended up getting like $2 million something, or at least $1.5 million from Missouri was. What's his name?
Hold on.
He still hadn't gotten it. But Ole Miss did this.
Bo Priblou.
Priblou, sure. I know his name was Bo. Bo's, you know, like
yeah, I got it.
Got
Bo
that.
Bo Callahan.
Yeah.
Bo Callahan.
Ole Miss, Bo Wallace, Ole Miss, my guy, Ole Miss went after him and really pursued him, was willing to pay a top-end number to bring him in. He was a better version, an already established, more proven version of what Pierce Clarkson, if he's good for Ole Miss, if he does anything for Ole Miss, was, you know, it's kind of the same profile. It didn't work out. So they bring a body in because they needed one for spring. AJ Maddox has had a great spring. Austin Simmons has had a great spring, but as much as we all think Austin Simmons is a superstar in the making, Bill, he still hasn't put much out there on tape. I think he's completed 12 passes for 12 of his 19 career passes for 200 and something yards. Don't quote me on that, but the sample is very, very small. So as excited as you are or can be about Austin Simmons and what he is currently and what he's projected to be down the line, which I think upside of a first-round NFL draft pick, you don't know. And outside of him and AJ Maddox, Pierce Clarkson, maybe he's something for you. The room is just thin, thin, thin. When Ole Miss hasn't had to worry about experience and established, you know, proven production in the room since Lane got here. He's had Matt Corral. He's had Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart had more of a career line coming from USC than Austin Simmons has had at Ole Miss in 2 years. So it's about getting the best players imaginable. Because who's to say that Austin Simmons doesn't blow up, because he is draft eligible, blows up and he fulfills the prophecy of every most optimistic Ole Miss fan, and he wins a Heisman and he takes Ole Miss to a championship, something crazy. Who's to say he's draft eligible? He maybe could go like leave early. Then you're look at the room still. It's AJ Maddox and Pierce Clarkson. So this is a player that can help you now and a player that could help you. It covers your bases for any and all eventualities, which is what the best CEOs in this sport do right now. So I think it made complete sense. When he hit the wire, I actually almost wrote about it because I'd heard some rumblings about Ole Miss would be going after a quarterback and you got some profile stuff. This guy made a lot of sense. So to see it today, I was like, oh, it makes sense. I didn't go, wait a second, what does that mean for Austin Simmons? It's a great thought both for the current and the future. He can help you win now, but he could really be the competition with AJ Maddox next year, the year after. I think it's 2 years for Austin Simmons here, but you get what I'm saying. You've got to protect yourself against any and all eventualities. And now if you get a player like this, you've done so.
Yeah, I completely agree. And look, Ole Miss believes it has its franchise quarterback, so you don't need to mess with that at all. They need more depth at the transfer with the transfer portal helping at the quarterback position. So we'll be tracking all of that on the Ole Miss Spirit, ohmspirit.com. Affiliate of On3, sign up for just $1. But also reach out to our friend Andy Ludeke of MyPerfectFranchise.net to help you through the franchise ownership process. Andy is a franchise consultant and a franchise owner himself. He's navigated the waters of this business for years now, and he's an Ole Miss fan as well. His wife went to Ole Miss. And if you contract to run a franchise, to open your own franchise, leave that corporate rat race for the American dream, Andy will make a donation back to the Ole Miss Collective. So he'll support the NIL efforts of your Ole Miss Rebels. When you work with him and find the right franchise for you, he's got tons of success stories. So reach out to him today, 404-973-9901, or email him, Andy, A-N-D-Y, at myperfectfranchise.net.
I want to say real quick before we move on to the next thing, BNA Bank, I mentioned them a couple of shows ago. They're my hometown bank, Bank of New Albany Bank, which doesn't make sense. I've told them this, but BNA is good people, great people to do your banking with. And they've been with this podcast before Bill, before Zach, before Cantrell. They've been with me since day one. And BNA Bank, I just really wanted to show some love and support to them because they've shown so much love and support to me, Carolyn Brownson and Whit Spencer specifically. But I know the whole crew, man. I know Mike Staten. I know my cousin Jackie works at BNA, for goodness sake. So BNA Bank is just a hometown bank that will take care of you and will really support any and all financial decisions. So support them because, again, they've done so much to support me. I just want to give them a shout out. And Alan Samuels, too. Alan Samuels, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford. If you haven't already and need a car, car's about to go up. You know, them tariffs are going to hit them cars really hard. Go visit my guy, Brian Johnson, and them over at Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford, and they'll get you hooked up in a new vehicle. I've already sent a buddy of mine, I think a couple weeks ago, to Alan Samuels, and he was thrilled with the hookup. So please go to Alan Samuels, tell them you heard it from Talk of Champions, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, let's do this thing. And they'll get you in a nice new whipped-up ride, preferably a Jeep, because, again, Jeeps are the coolest. They're the coolest car ever. It's what God threw me in a ditch with a year ago. If y'all remember, I was in a car accident. It was my perfect Jeep. I finally bought it, and got thrown in a ditch with it. And I told Brian and them, I'm going to come see you soon because I can't live without this. Once you've had a Jeep, you can't live without it.
Yep, I know. I'm on my third now. I can tell you, it's.
Do you have like the rubber ducks though? You don't do that.
So I got my first one, and I can't figure out how to get them to hang out on the front. Somebody left me one. I guess I'm a part of the rubber duck thing, but I don't really embrace it that much.
That's good to hear, Bill.
So I don't know. Yeah, I didn't even know it was a thing for a long time.
I didn't either. Like, I got asked about it on this podcast. I said, what are you talking about? So yes, I'm glad to hear. Let's just leave it to one duck and I won't take your man card. But if you start putting like, you know, 100 of them things on the dash, Bill, I'm going to be just terribly, terribly disappointed in you.
No. You can visit them over on University Avenue in Oxford. So Alan Samuels, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Appreciate all of our supporters of the podcast. Ben, where do you want to go from here? Because we've got some spring football takeaways we'll talk about in a little bit. But I feel like we've got to hit on the basketball recruiting efforts as well, because this was a wild weekend. Some misdirection, some high-profile transfers. This was like a saga on the Ole Miss Spirit. The message board was loving it.
It was crazy. There's just a lot of movement right now. That's why, if you've noticed, I've kept looking down because...
Yeah. Oh, my phone buzzes. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking to people about Ole Miss basketball recruiting because it's really interesting where they are. They've only got one commitment so far in Corey Chest, but they're actively involved with so many top-end prospects, and you wonder when the next commitment's going to pop because they've got 10 roster spots left to fill. Malik Dia coming back is obviously the biggest move of the offseason so far. I mean, that's where it starts. Eduardo Klofke is going to step into a starting role unless they can recruit over him, let's be honest. But they love that kid. He's a glue kid for the program. Look at other top 25 teams and find another one, or how many true freshmen played in the rotation from day one to the end of the season. Eduardo was a rare player last year as far as college basketball and how things are. And he's, you know, you expect him to step into a starting role, but that's not enough. You signed two top 100 recruits in Tyless Jordan and Patton Pinkins. But you look at where Ole Miss could go. Number one, they're hosting five-star 2026 guard Caleb Holt for an official visit April 18th to the 19th. But that's not necessarily in regards to the portal. Just wanted to let y'all know, because this is the stuff we have every day at the Ole Miss Spirit, olmspirit.com, an affiliate of On Three. But Jaron, I'm looking at Jaron Pierre Jr., man. This is the one I'm really looking at. The transfer from Jacksonville State. This is the one I don't understand yet, because over the weekend, all I was hearing was Arkansas. You were hearing some SMU, Ole Miss. We were essentially hearing, as far as this podcast is concerned, that Ole Miss wasn't the pick. Now, they were a finalist, but they weren't the pick. And now today, he's supposed to be making a decision on this Monday. I mean, it's well into the afternoon. We thought he'd have made a decision by now. I would have picked Arkansas. I bet you Bill would have picked SMU. If you ask me today, I think it's down to SMU and Ole Miss. I don't want you to hold me to that, because this is portal recruiting, and who the heck actually knows? We can just tell you what we're hearing, and that's what I'm hearing. Maybe he ends up at, you know, Cal Berkeley. I don't know where he ends up, but his has been a dramatic one to follow and one that we're paying attention to right now. Another one we're paying attention to right now is Middle Tennessee guard Justin Porter, who visited over the weekend, as did, and this is the news, Louisville's Corin Johnson, who was banged up last year. Only played a couple of games, but before that, he was the Pac-12 sixth man of the year the season prior at Washington, averaging 10.9 points per game. So Corin Johnson is one that we got late confirmation on ending up at Ole Miss, or visiting Ole Miss this weekend, but he was in town. That's another one we're keeping an eye on. And then Bryson Tucker and Mackenzie Mbako from Indiana, both of which, there's some saying that the Mackenzie Mbako visit hasn't happened yet, but we are hearing at the Spirit, as are others, that both Tucker and Mbako were on campus, are on campus, got here on Sunday, and a pair of former five stars. Mbako is a former McDonald's All-American and started right away as an Indiana freshman in 2023. His two-point efficiency, as Billy Mbody noted in the story in regards to Mbako, his two-point efficiency jumped from 45.3% as a freshman to 52.6% this season. So fits a lot of what Ole Miss needs, a ton of other targets. A few have come off the board. But if you're wondering where things are going, these are the prospects we're most watching for. And eventually, they got to get somebody in the boat. You know, Malik Dia didn't commit till April 15th of last year, and now we're pushing up against this. It's April 14th. This is when action should start popping, and we're thinking that something can happen relatively quickly with any number of these prospects, but the ones we specifically touched on today, pretty soon. And then I wanted to note one more thing. Lamar Wilkerson from Sam Houston visited Kentucky over the weekend. He's supposed to visit Ole Miss tomorrow, but we're hearing that he could end up going to Auburn instead. That's a player that Ole Miss really, really wants. Ole Miss is in on North Carolina's Ian Jackson. I think St. John's is the leader there. But Lamar Wilkerson is a player that they thought they were in a leading position for. We'll see if he shows up for his visit or if he goes to Auburn instead. I think if he goes to Auburn, he's going to Kentucky. I don't know. I don't really know how to explain it to you. But I think if he doesn't show up at Ole Miss, he's going to Kentucky. And we'll kind of wait and see. But I think this week's a big week. I'm glad you brought it up, Bill. It's a big week for the portal. And you can speak more on to all the other recruiting things that are happening and what Ole Miss is going after. But this is a week, I think, of real activity. If you've been wondering, well, where are the commitments? Where's the positive developments? I mean, it's been very quiet to this point. Again, Malik Dia, the first portal commitment for Ole Miss last year, didn't happen until April 15th. Now's the time. And you're hearing some names and some real progress being made toward landing some guys.
Yeah, you know, you were on a Rebel Yell hotline last week and talking about a bunch of names. And look, this is how quickly these things change. They can really go from a portal target being somebody that they're like, all right, you hear a lot of these things, right, from our angle of, okay, we're trying to get this guy in, And you look at a guy like a Trey Holloman, for example, who Michigan State, they were working on him. Talked about him with a source on Thursday. Lo and behold, pops up at NC State. Boom, committed, like game over. The staff right now, from what I've been told, talking to about 10 to 12 players per coach on the staff right now. That's how many lines that they have to have in the water, because things move so quickly. You can be talking to a player. You can say, okay, yeah, I've got a visit set here. I'd love to visit you guys after. Boom, commits elsewhere. Or ends up getting past that visit and then says, you know what, actually, I'm going to go somewhere else. That's just the wild world we're living in with these agents, with these coaches that are helping these guys out, all of those things. And also on Ole Miss's side, things do change quickly as well. You know, I think that one of the best examples of this is Jaron Pierre, Jacksonville State guard, Conference USA Player of the Year, number one scorer in all of college basketball last year. And I talked with the source on Friday and said, hey, I'm kind of hearing he's supposed to come in. Are you guys hearing that? Are you guys expecting that yet? And that person said, no, not yet. So then you factor that in. Then you get Saturday coming around. And I reach out to Jaron Pierre and he says, no visits this weekend. Well, he had already been photographed at an Ole Miss baseball game. So these kids, and honestly, I kind of thought, well, maybe the picture is Lamar Wilkerson because he was supposed to visit that weekend too. So that's kind of what you're going through. You've got a lot of misdirection, which, you know, every now and again, I kind of always say this. I've been burned enough by kids and parents and all those things telling me a whole bunch of stuff that I know is not true. And then there are times where I'm talking to a kid or talking to a parent or now agents, and I know something might be going down, but I can't put my finger on it just yet because this is stuff that moves so quickly. I mean, I've known in the past that there's been a kid who's going to flip on signing day, and the parents say, nope, we're signing tomorrow. Don't worry about it. And I already know it's not true. I just get to go back to the site and say, hey, guys, here's what they're saying. And so it's just their own prerogative on how they want to handle it. But Jaron Pierre, there was rumors he was at Arkansas this weekend. We're not on that beat, so not really necessarily our problem to figure it out if he, in fact, was there. But what it does sound like is Arkansas's out. Auburn was the fourth team in there. I don't think they're in the mix truly for him, but who knows, because they're going after a similar caliber player in Lamar Wilkerson, in a sense, at that same position. So what it comes down to now, right now, is it seems like SMU and Ole Miss are battling it out for Jaron Pierre. And this is where I think SMU hosted Jaron Pierre all the way back before the dead period. So they've stayed in this thing and stayed among the finalists over the last 10 plus days. So how do you balance that with him coming fresh off an Ole Miss visit? We know Ole Miss just upped their resources. So you balance all of that out with Oxford versus Dallas. I mean, tournament team, Sweet 16 team between a team that's rebuilding, trying to get to the NCAA tournament. There's a bunch of different ways this can go. But like Ben said, this is a player that, as I check my phone too, this is a player that is close to a decision. And I talked with one source that said, by Wednesday, we'll know. And so that's kind of all I know as far as off, you know, from a source saying, like, here's what I've got. I've heard Monday as well. But again, like you said, we're sitting here. It's 2:30. We're live. It's kind of interesting. We're waiting on who knows. Could be a commitment live on this podcast. We never know. But that's the tough part to track down with this, is as these visits wrap up and these kids truly start to get into decision-making mode, they could also be in negotiation mode. And it could go back and forth. And that's what makes these things really tough to predict. Luckily for you guys, we will have it all broken down if he does end up going to Ole Miss. And if he doesn't, we'll break down what's next, because that's the thing about Chris Beard and the staff. They keep working. I'd imagine they'll have even more players coming through because they have that many spots to fill. So we'll watch the midweek visits as well, see if anybody pops into Oxford. But Jaron Pierre is probably the biggest story out of the portal side of things for Chris Beard and company, because it seems like they're like right there on him. And in that top two, it's a matter of, you know, do you get it across the finish line? As one source told me, when's the last time you heard of a bad visit?
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's true. And we're talking about all these visitors. Kennard Davis Jr., All-VC, second team honoree last year, visit schedule with Ole Miss. He's already visited Ohio State, plans a visit to DePaul, scored 16 against Oklahoma State, 11 against Florida, 16.3 points per game, 4.9 rebounds, and 2.6 assists. And that's another one that, as we were recording, I was checking other things, and then Kennard Davis Jr., I get an update on him. So that's another visitor coming in. Maybe should have put it on the board first, but I was recording a live, you know, Talk of Champions. So there you go. There's another one that we're hearing is coming in for a visit. I think this is going to be an active week. Number one, they have to get somebody to pop pretty soon. They need to get the ball rolling. They have 10 spots to fill. You have to get that first Corey Chess was a domino and Malik Deal was a massive domino, but to really build some momentum and get other dominoes to fall, I think this week is going to be important for that. So keep an eye on the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, and affiliative on three. Stay tuned to Talk of Champions. Bill will be back tomorrow with another recruiting pod. I'm going to practice, spring football practice, because yes, Meet the Rebels was on Saturday, but they still got more practices this week. And I'm going to be out at practice. I'll be doing the practice reports more for the Ole Miss Spirit. I'm going to get as much as I possibly can from every person that will talk to me and let y'all know something behind a paywall for only $1 over at the Ole Miss Spirit. And we'll talk about it on Talk of Champions too. But it's a very, very busy week for what is typically or supposed to be the off season. Or talking about baseball, losing 2 of 3 in a great series with Tennessee this weekend. I wanted to speak a little bit about Mike Bianco and you know, the decision not to go with Connor Spencer in the finale on Sunday. We're not going to get into that because so much is happening right now, football-wise, basketball-wise, and we want you with us at the Ole Miss Spirit. So stay tuned to Talk of Champions. Like I said, Bill's got another recruiting pod coming tomorrow, and as things are happening, they're quite literally happening hour by hour, and it can be frustrating or it can be invigorating, and I'm choosing to go with the latter. Because yeah, you're right. The things you hear, like people go, well, Ben said so-and-so was going to happen. Well, it was going to happen on Monday morning, but this stuff changes not by lunch, by brunch. You know, it's crazy. Like I knew something was up with Pop Isaacs when he hadn't committed off his visit 3 days later.
Yeah.
I was like, something's up. Yeah. And then you reach out and you find out, and well, as much as they're going to tell you, and you hear some medical stuff, this, that, and the other. I can't tell you the full picture, but I can tell you, like I told you, when he ended up going to Houston, I don't think it's happening for Ole Miss anymore. And we'll just tell you what we know in the moment, right? We know in the moment that Emmanuel Tucker, for example, the left tackle prospect from my hometown of New Albany, Mississippi, 4-star player, he is committed to Mississippi State. I think he's going to end up an Ole Miss Rebel. He was in town over the weekend with a number of other visitors. So much is going on that we can't fit into an hour that you'd have to go to the Ole Miss Spear to check out. There he is, my guy, Emmanuel Tucker. Ole Miss loves that kid, currently committed to Mississippi State. But I don't think that's going to necessarily hold. I think there's a lot of Ole Miss momentum currently being built for him specifically that we'll touch on in even more detail at the Ole Miss Spirit and in the days and weeks and months to come, because there's a long time until signing day. But what used to be off-season is now, like Nico allowed for us, a wide-open free agency period, and it's a daily thing. So if ever there was a time to be plugged into the Ole Miss Spirit and subscribed, this is the time. And I'm not just saying that because I'm trying to sell you a sub. I'm telling you that because recruiting is now free agency up and down the recruiting tiers, if you will. If you got the transfer portal, the high school, the JUCO, the money being committed out there, and how the money changes so quickly as negotiations happen, both unofficially and officially, it's wild to see. But watching my guy Emmanuel Tucker, almost loves this kid. He's more of a project, Bill, right now. Because, yeah, like, they didn't know what he was at first. But now he's really settling in at left tackle. And I think Ole Miss really, really just wants to build out a great high school offensive line class specifically. And Emmanuel Tucker would be a big, big part of that. But you've probably scouted him better than me. You're more of the recruiting bent scouting guy than I know.
Look, it's really difficult to scout offensive linemen from the high school ranks. But I just look at tools. Who has the tools? Manuel Tucker has the tools. He's got the frame. He's got the athleticism. And then it's on John Garrison and James Craig, if they get him here, to figure it out and develop him into a draft pick and make him a multi-year starter for the Rebels.
Look at B&A Bank in the background there at Kitchens Field. You see
that? That is great. That's good. That's unplanned. I like it. I like it.
Man, I'm saying my hometown, man, I love New Albany, bro. That's where your friendly Ginger Shrek played center 20 years ago and wasn't good at it, but his friend Whit Spencer was a running back and a cornerback, and he knocked the piss out of you, you know? So, it's fun to see NA get a little shine. My New Albany people that are watching, tell me I don't ever shout out New Albany ever again. Tell me, you know? But, you know, Emmanuel Tucker just got his own little segment here on Talk of Champions as we were talking basketball recruiting. Let me ask you this as we move away from Emmanuel Tucker, because we can't be talking about this all for an hour. If you had to pick one guy in the portal for basketball and football, that's closest to committing to Ole Miss in both football and basketball. And football is a lot harder to be than basketball. Yeah. Who would you pick? I'll go with my basketball pick to start us off. I think Jaren Pierre is going to commit.
Man, I would say Jaren Pierre is the closest on basketball as well. And that's because we just know the most there, right? Like, I mean, yeah. I don't know. Like, if you would have asked me, I would say, okay, Justin Porter, you know, probably would have been the guy entering the weekend, but doesn't. You know, we just haven't heard enough there.
He's not in the boat yet.
He's not in the boat, but he was the first guy to get there, you know, right fresh off the end of the dead period. So, you know, that would have been my guess going into the weekend. But I would say Jared Pierre because we know the most about him. And I think SMU had him on campus first. It's been a minute since that's happened, and he didn't jump in the boat there. So now his agents are probably down to negotiating. Like, if his decision is coming ASAP, it's either final negotiations or it's done one way or the other. And that's where, I mean, kid could just say, oh, you know, I want to go here or I want to go there. And the money's good either way. So, but I would say Jaren Pierre. And then football, honestly, I don't have the slightest, but I can give you one better in a sense.
Give me some.
All right. I'll give you something here. And then I do want a couple of your spring takeaways as we close out this pod. But Reese Wise, the Austin Westlake quarterback, was back on Ole Miss's campus this past weekend. He's been already once this year. I think Ole Miss has gotten to the point where they've put themselves squarely in the leader position, and it wouldn't shock me. And I've said this before, so it's not a secret, but I think this visit solidified things with Reese Wise, and he's going to be one of two quarterbacks in this class for Lane Kiffin at some point here.
Do you think the Landon Duckworth visit to South Carolina like mutes Ole Miss's momentum for him, since you're talking about two quarterbacks? Because I think you're right. You've been all over Reese Wise. I think you're the first person on this beat to float him as not only a real possibility, but a close commitment. And I'm right on there on board with you as far as, you know, on the precipice. I think he's right there. But if you had to, you know, kind of gauge where things are, not just with Wise, but also Landon Duckworth, it feels like those are the two top end quarterbacks. We talked about them both on Talk of Champions last week. Do you put much stock in the South Carolina visit, or do you think Landon's enjoying a little bit? We've been waiting for one of these quarterbacks to pop for a while, and Duckworth, we would have been surprised if he committed at any day at this point, and yet it still hadn't happened.
Yeah, I think Landon Duckworth's visit to South Carolina, I don't know if it puts pause on my thoughts on him being the other quarterback in the class, at least as of right now. But that's also because Ole Miss has kind of weathered a lot of time throughout this spring. Like, they haven't had the lead for Landon Duckworth, and then it fell off, and he said, oh, you know, I'm still, you know, going through my process, which he is, but he's had opportunities to not like double down on Ole Miss and things like that. And I just think he, you know, I think he's still feeling it, and he's going to go through his process, and he'll probably pop up on another program's campus for another visit elsewhere. But I think Ole Miss has done a really good job just setting the table at a strong level, putting them in position to get him. And obviously things can change, right? Like, we know that it's quarterback recruiting, which means money's being thrown around. Ole Miss is going to have to do what it takes to get a four-star quarterback in the boat. But I just like what I've heard throughout his recruitment overall. So it doesn't necessarily give me pause, because he was still going to take official visits this summer, but I still remind myself Ole Miss has that last official visit. And look, if Landon Duckworth wants to go play in a Mike Shula offense, which, you know, say what you want about, you know, them going spread and what Lenore Sellers is doing, it's a new play caller. Yeah, could look a little different this year. Could have a fullback out there. Who knows? So I don't know if that's what he wants to do. I think he wants to play in Lane Kiffin's offense. You know, he wants to be in that quarterback room. But we'll see. I mean, if the price gets driven up to an insane amount and Ole Miss says, oh, he'd rather go a different direction, then maybe that happens down the line. But
and it could happen.
It could happen. It totally could. But at least right now, I still like where Ole Miss stands for both those guys, for sure.
Been a regular visitor as Duckworth to Ole Miss. Yep, came in for the spring. You know, many visitors for the spring, and we've been all over it over at the Ole Miss Spirit. So I was curious, because that popped up on the wire, and I didn't know what I thought of that, because again, I'm kind of on the side of tempered expectations with any commitments right now, because yeah. I've been burned on. I've had stories ready. Let's just put it that way, for portal guys. Yeah. For high school kids,
I know.
The old days of doing things, it just doesn't exist anymore. But yeah, Duckworth was all over spring football. One of the many things we took from spring football. And like you said, a few takeaways as we enter the last week of spring football. Meet the Rebels was on Saturday. Number one for me, Ole Miss hit on those portal wide receivers. They crushed it. Trey Wallace, I think, is going to be a stud. Caleb Odom looks the part physically. We'll see if he can take that promise and potential and put it into action and really produce. DeJon Stribling is exactly what Ole Miss recruited him to be, a step in and start wide receiver, probably at X. And they've stood out every single practice you've been out there, which is not a lot, but we've seen enough to see that those wide receivers are in a great place. And of course, Caden Lee's coming back. They hit on those linebackers, those transfer linebackers. I think at the second level, Ole Miss is in a really good spot. They didn't have TJ Dottery all spring because he was on the shelf with injury. And yet, he comes through, or they come through with Andrew Jones, who's been starting. Tyler Banks, the returning Ole Miss linebacker, really stepped up his game. This would be the year in year three or four for him to show out. I think it's three, to show out and to be a starter. And the depth is risen up too. If it's not Andrew Jones one day, it's Jaden Yates from Marshall another day. It's Taj Chambers another day, who's from Missouri State. They've really gotten a lot. I think we don't need to forget about certain guys. We talked about the JUCO old timeline with Cedric Beavers on this podcast last week. Think about that with Raymond Collins as well. I think Raymond Collins has had a really good spring. He was a four-star JUCO linebacker signed last year. Big expectations, but in the old days, this would be the money year for him. Looks a lot like Mark Robinson out there to me. Not to say he's going to do what Mark Robinson did, because also, you know, Taj Chambers looks a little bit like Mark Robinson, but just saying that there is real depth at linebacker. The same thing cannot be said, obviously, for the secondary. That's going to be one of, if not the busiest positions for Ole Miss in the spring portal. Upwards, or at least four, if they can get it, four defensive backs, corners, or safeties. There's just not enough there. They love Sage Ryan as one of their three safeties. I haven't seen enough from Antonio Kite, the transfer from Auburn, yet. Jalen Braxton is going to be a starter once he's off the injury report, but like TJ Dottery, he hasn't practiced at all this spring. So once Jalen Braxton, a freshman All-American at Arkansas in 2023, gets off the shelf, he's going to be in one of those three starting spots, as is the Washington State transfer, KG, who I'm not going to try to pronounce his name, but KG's been handling Jack. You need more at cornerback. TJ Banks, unproven. Cedric Beavers, they both had good springs, but behind them, it's hard to really build out a depth chart. Same thing with the safety spots. Nick Cole has done some pretty good things, but you need so much more, and that's really been one of my other main takeaways. And then two more on the offensive side. Austin Simmons has had the spring you want him to. AJ Maddox is impressed as the backup, but as they're showing in their recruiting, they need more numbers there too, both for the present and the future, because I don't think Pierce Clarkson has shown enough to have Ole Miss not recruit to potentially, you know, do what they recruited him to do, right? So quarterback, you know, Austin Simmons, I think, is going to be a heck of a player, and I think he's going to be a heck of a player starting next year. You're going to have to ride some peaks and valleys, that roller coaster with him a little bit, but it's not about QB1. I think it's while QB2 is firmly, I think, established as AJ Maddox, and he's had a good spring, got to have some more as far as protecting yourself from the volatility of so much unknown at that position. And then the final thing, that offensive line, man, those guys got to get healthy. Because I wanted to talk about running backs since it was such a point of contention last year. But Logan Diggs has had a good spring. Keywon Lacy's had a good spring. I think they're pretty okay at running back. They'd like to add another probably. But even if you go beyond them, Jordan Simmons from Akron could be something. Let's just hope that he's less Rashad Amos and more Dominic Smith as far as getting, or Dominic Thomas as far as getting on the field and playing and contributing in some meaningful way. And Dominic Thomas is back as well. So I think they're okay at running back, but the offensive line, once you get past that first team, it's pretty rough. Cam East has had a good spring. John Wayne Oliver's had a good spring. There's some youngsters, and well, in the case of Cam East, veteran returners who I think could take real steps and solve a lot of these issues. But the problem is that they were having to play starter minutes, starter reps, take starter reps, both good and bad. But Diego Pounds wasn't around for much. Bryson Sanders missed a lot of it. That's your projected center. Jaden Williams has been a constant injury risk for the last 3 years. He would be the starting right tackle. The first group looks good. Jaden Williams, Patrick Kudus, the transfer from Arkansas, Bryson Sanders, PJ Wilkins, the transfer from Charlotte, and Diego Pounds. The problem is they haven't had that five together very much at all. So it's just been a hodgepodge of everything else. Cam East, again, could play left or right, but they need maybe one or two in this spring portal to come in and as well and push not just Cam East, but even the PJ Wilkinses, the Delano Townsends. Their depth pieces that they need to see a little bit more of. But it's been a good spring, man. It's been fun to follow. Caden Lees, I love that kid. He's going to be a great player next year. Look a lot like Elijah Moore. Daquan Wright, he's in a black jersey, meaning injury designation, which has opened up a lot of opportunity for the Arkansas transfer, Luke Haas, who's looked really good. That's Isaiah Hartrip, who I forgot was still on the roster, but maybe he gives you some depth at wide receiver. The wide receivers are in a really good place. And then the running backs. There's Logan Diggs. He's moving on that knee that he banged up at LSU really well. Now, Keywon Lacy, I think, has been one of the, right there, the very best standouts of the spring. I think Keywon Lacy is already pushing for first team reps. I think he could have an amazing year under Lane Kiffin and could develop into a running back that looks a lot like Zach, I'm blanking right now, Quinshon Judkins and Zach Evans, excuse me. Zach Evans, yeah. Look a lot like Zach Evans by the time he gets to his lead spot. But they've got some numbers at running back to where they don't have those same kind of numbers at the offensive line or now even at quarterback. So there's going to be a lot that they work on as far as recruiting in this portal window, but I've been impressed with the spring. It's a really fun year because there is a lot of volatility. There isn't, I mean, the floor is much lower compared to last year because there's a lot of unknowns. There's a lot of unknown variables that if it goes in any different direction, any number of directions could derail you, but also could carry you to the promised land. If Austin Simmons is as good as you think he can be, you know, this wide receiver group, he's going to have some weapons. Tight end, he's got weapons. Daquan Wright's a good player. So is Luke Haas. That offensive line, if you got that starting five together, looks pretty salty. Defensively, got to figure out some things in the secondary. But you could see the puzzle coming together a little bit and building out another contender. But the where you plug the holes in the dam, so to speak, they aren't cement so much as they're like duct tape. You know what I mean? Like, and the duct tape's really well covered, and they've done, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 layers. But man, they really need some cement, you know, especially in the secondary, because that secondary, I don't know, there's just not enough. Bill, you're out there, you saw them.
Yeah, the secondary is just in a position where they absolutely need some help in the transfer portal. And look, you know, there's been a lot of interesting names that are going into the portal. I saw one today that really intrigued me from Tulane going in, Rayshon Pleasant. He's from West Monroe, Louisiana. He's been with the Green Wave for a minute. He's somebody that maybe they go into. That's the interesting thing about the secondary for Ole Miss, is that when you look at what they need, I think if they had their choice, I think they would go get 2-2-3. I mean, I really do. At minimum, though, they need to go get 2. Rayshon Pleasant is a really intriguing name that went in today or plans to enter. I forgot which one it is. Yes, plans to enter. He had 35 tackles and 1 interception this season. I think that wouldn't be a unreasonable type of player to go and get. I mean, I'm sure he'll command a good bit of money, but West Monroe, not that far of a drive. You know, you could kind of technically move, you know, a little closer to home in a sense, maybe, I guess, you know, having your friends and family watching closely there. But Rayshon Pleasant is a really intriguing defensive back that I saw enter today that would be, if I was Ole Miss, on among the top players on my wish list. And I think this is going to be, for the corner and safety position, I think nationally, I think we're going to see a lot of people enter the portal and try to find their last minute bag if they can, you know, from elsewhere. And you know, the funny thing about this, to bring it full circle here, is because of TJ Finley, one-time LSU quarterback, getting suspended at Tulane is also kicking the tires on trying to drum up the financial support to go after Nico Iamaliva. So there we go. We finish out the podcast, bringing it full circle with John Sumrall and the Tulane Green Wave being involved with Nico Iamaliva, who is leaving Tennessee for a bag. Look, I
more power to you, man. Yeah. You really, Tennessee to Tulane. I love John Sumrall. Maybe a future Ole Miss head football coach. I'm thinking Lane's retiring here at this point. So, like, Lane's the, but like, he would be on that board if Lane did leave. He's not. I mean, Lane at Meet the Rebels said some incredible stuff about Oxford and really showed his growth. Read about that. Cool. It was really cool. I wrote about it at the Ole Miss Spirit. Check that out. You brought up other defensive back guys. One hit the portal that really piqued my interest, Auburn safety Terrence Love, who's played in 22 games for the Tigers the past 2 years. I don't know if he got in with a no contact designation, because if that is the case, he ain't coming here. But if he didn't, that's a player to monitor. And others that we've heard and confirmed Ole Miss has some interest in, there's Terrence Love. Tavoy Fagan from Clemson, but there's not a lot of movement there yet. Maybe that means something or not at all. Old Dominion 2-year starting cornerback Rashid Reason. Furman cornerback Jalen Mosen. Let's see, any more I got right here? Yep, here's another one. North Alabama DB, Falaje Bien-Aimé. There's a lot of options that Ole Miss is going after as far as cornerbacks and safeties. And any guy that looks like they've got some real scratch and productivity on their resume, you can bet that Ole Miss has been in contact, because, again, the options just aren't enough. They didn't get enough in the secondary, and they know that, and that's going to be the priority thing. I know Pete Golding wants 4 defensive backs if he can get them.
Nice. That'd be sick. That would help a lot. And look, the options are going to be plentiful out there. We do want to remind you guys that there are plenty of options at our friends at College Corner.
Woo!
Three locations, Flowood, Ridgeland, and Oxford in the Oxford Commons. Make sure you stop by the store, and when you buy something, tell them the Ole Miss Spirit sent you. And if you're going to shop online, hit the link below. If you're watching on YouTube or in the bio section of this episode on your audio platform, that helps us. That lets them know, hey, these guys at the Ole Miss Spirit are sending us some folks. They've got some great swag on the site. Get all decked out for the rest of the baseball season. And, of course, your summer vacations as well. I'm a big hoodie guy, so I love their hoodies. And it's quarter zips, too.
You would be a quarter zip guy. You'd fit in better at the Masters than I would. You know, I'm all hoodies all the time, man. It's mainly because when you're fat, you need layers. Billy don't know about that. He's a former, you know, D1 athlete. Me, I'm just dumb Ginger Shrek. You didn't start till 11th grade at New Albany High School. So what the hell do I know?
But well, you're gonna start being at the forefront of fashion if you're on the hoodie front, because everybody is starting to jump on the hoodie train now. And those light hoodies like you're wearing, is that a light one or is that just a regular?
It's an Under Armour or whatever, but I remember the first time I started wearing short sleeve hoodies was years ago.
Game changer.
Game changer, because, hey, look, hold on. Let me see if I can pull the picture off. Look at this. This is Ben holding your national championship for Ole Miss baseball back in Omaha. What was he wearing? 2022 short sleeve hoodie. I love them. I fell in love with them. And I got called the first time somebody, like, what are you wearing, Bill Belichick? I'm like, no, they're just comfortable and I'm fat. And now, like, that's what everybody wants, short sleeve hoodies. And no one has a better selection for Ole Miss than College Corner. So
I thought you were going to say you, like, you're
closet. Well, I have a very limited selection because I'm picky as heck. But College Corner has anything and everything you could possibly want. And now that everybody's on the short sleeve hoodie train, you know, go get a nice fit at our friends at College Corner, who have been great to us for a long time too here at Talk of Champions. And we appreciate them and we appreciate y'all. And I always appreciate Riverland. Riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. Few, if any, I'm telling y'all, the best. They're the best people that I've dealt with professionally. Some of the best people I've dealt with professionally, and they've really supported us too. So thanks to all y'all for watching, man. This has been a jam-packed one. I feel like I've talked a mile a minute, as has Bill. But now you know what we're dealing with at the Ole Miss Spirit every second of every day right now. It's crazy.
All right, everybody. That's it for this live Talk of Champions. Thanks for stopping by, and we will catch you guys later this week with another edition.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.